Neek liked it, so he put a ring on it, honey. The rumors are out of control again, and it's Chow, Bella, and the rest of Old Nine Mag. It's the season finale of Black Ink Crew Chicago. Stay tuned.
You're tuned in to AfterBuzz TV, the ESPN of TV talk. Now, let the buzz
begin.
Hey. Hey.
What is up, After Buzzers? We are back for the season 5 season finale of Black Ink Crew Chicago. Yes. Obviously, we are missing Kiki Boom Boom and the birthday girl herself, Carmen. Her birthday's tomorrow, so make sure you guys go show her some love. But me and my girl are here. I'm your girl, Drew Jones, and I cannot do this show without my favorite lady. What's up, boo?
Hey, guys. I'm your girl, Elle Marie.
Man,
this season, child.
This season, honey. So much to get into. What was your thought of this season finale?
Overall thoughts, like, I was disappointed in some people. I don't want to, not proud of Ryan, but I'm glad he made a decision, because I know all season we've been talking about how do you just let Nine Mag be taken over by Van and it's still in your name. So all this stuff, the ratchetness that you call it, everything that's going on is still affecting Nine Mag, is still affecting you. So what are you going to do about that? So I'm glad he made a decision about that. Mm-hmm. But just, yeah, overall though, like I said, just disappointed in a few people.
Same. I'm very disappointed. I think we've seen some corniness going on this entire season. But it hurts to see how a check and some boss moves can make people act funny.
Yeah.
And we'll get into it as the show goes on. But we start the show. We're in South Carolina still.
Mm-hmm.
And there's an engagement. Yes.
I'm so happy for Charmaine.
I know.
She found her boo. And it's cute. Their story is cute because they knew each other before and then reconnected and, you know, then fell in love. And, like, her parents were saying, like, this is the first guy she brought home. So, like, you know it was real. Like,
listen.
No one else was worthy, like.
Because I'm pretty sure my parents think I'm a lesbian because I don't bring no one home, honey.
My family has caught on now. They'll be like, oh, it's not family time yet? Yes, it's not family
time.
It sure isn't. I am not the type to bring you around Christmas just to say I'm with someone. Like, listen. No, it has to. If you're going to spend time with my family, I have to consider you family. So if you ain't considered family yet, fam.
Man, you hate to see it. But it was a really sweet engagement. I loved it. I loved his little speech.
Mm-hmm.
Neek, do you have a cousin or like a brother?
A brother.
Like a
play cousin that's really a lot like you.
Yeah.
You know?
Like, let us know. I'm nice. Elle Marie's nice. Like, what's up?
We'll do well.
But no, I loved it. I loved the ring. Mm-hmm. I thought it was beautiful. I thought everything was great.
Yeah.
I love that Danielle got the parents there.
Yes.
We're here for it. Something I'm not here for is this little boat party that happens afterwards. And Bella, like, I just like, girl, where were you raised?
Where were you raised? Because it's like, not only that, but then when someone tells you something is wrong, you still want to dispute it. You still want to like, but what? It's like, they've already said like, oh, that's, you know, that's disrespectful. That's, you know, tasteless. Do not do that. You don't ask someone, you don't talk about money with people. You certainly don't ask someone about how much the engagement ring costs.
Especially
if y'all not close like that.
Right.
Like, if I pulled you to the side, like, girl, how much you spend on that? That might be a little bit different, but on a boat in front of a whole bunch of people, like, it's not your place.
Also, why do you think Charmaine would know? She's got the damn thing.
Right?
Like, how's she supposed to know? It was just tacky. And then for her to then attack what Charmaine was wearing and then bring up the rumor, it was just very distasteful for me. And Charmaine's a better woman than I am.
Yeah.
Because I would have been like, guess what? We're drowning Bella.
I love Neek, though. Neek was like, you're not even supposed to be here. Like, why are you talking? And then Mom was like, make it stop. Tell her stop. I was like, oh, don't get the Haitian mom mad now.
Listen,
honey.
I was going to say, Neek is a whole ass Haitian. Like, don't be playing with him. Don't do it. You'll end up just gone. No trace of you, baby. But unfortunately, this rumor rears its ugly head again. And I have a lot of issues with this alleged situation that happened. And I'm going to break it down. And you tell me if you feel any type of way about it. I don't believe this to have happened, first of all. Because, one, this show, I'm just going to say, I'm from a producer point of view, I work in reality, before y'all come for my next, I'm a producer in reality TV. This is what I do for a living. I know how this ish goes.
Mm-hmm.
the ratings this season were struggling in comparison to other seasons. Granted, it was a better season than the other Black Inks. Still struggling. So we really haven't had some crazy plot lines this entire season. So you got to hit the bottom of the barrel. What are we going to do? We can kind of make it look like something happened here. The original rumor was allegedly that Charmaine and Van hooked up, that they had sex. Charmaine easily disputed it by saying, I was on my period. That's not a thing. Neek believes her. I believe her. No one else is flat out saying that it's true. But they're also not backing her up. Now that it's been disputed that there's no that she was on her period, there's no way. Now, all of a sudden, it's, oh, well, she actually gave him head.
Yeah.
Nothing against Van. Van's very nice. But if my man is Neek.
Yeah.
And I'm getting nothing in return.
I'm not fumbling that.
I'm not, no.
It's not happening.
You see those dimples?
Ooh, I thought you were going to say,
that too. I'm saying she's not fumbling the bag. Yeah. And what bothers me about this is if this was true, we would have some sound effect. We would have some, we would have some type of sound, like audio footage.
Something.
We would, or we would have had like
the night cam.
Right? Or we would have had some type of cam leading to the door or something. Because the way these shows work is you are on set. If you're a producer, if you're a cameraman, you are there the entire trip.
Yeah.
For this exact reason. Which is why, for instance, on Black & Crew New York, we saw the whole Donna and Vagina Slater.
Oh, Alex.
Alex. We saw that. Like, that became a thing. Mm-hmm. Like, there was footage of that. And it's just, it baffles me that Dawn, of all people, baby, we got you on Snapchat with the filter and everything.
Right? Like, you have, like, stay out of this. You know what I mean? You do not have the right track record to be like, coming into this conversation. And the thing is, it's like, he's one of the main ones that I'm disappointed with.
Mm-hmm.
Because not only that, it's like, you, like we said, she, no one had her back. It's one thing, like, if you hear rumors, if we were supposed to be this family, you're supposed to have my back. Even if you question it, I feel like in public, in front of people, like, don't help to drag me through the mud. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like, be like, I, you know what I mean? That don't sound like Charmaine. That doesn't sound like something she would do. So the fact that you're agreeing, or you're like, I'm not in it, or it possibly could have happened, so that's what you think of me? You know what I mean? Like, you think, like, I'm just, never mind. I was going to say, you think I'm just, like, that sloppy and drunk and I would just have sex with anyone. Someone could be like, she did that with Dawn. But at the same time, she was attracted to Dawn. It wasn't just, like,
she wasn't in a relationship.
Yeah, and I don't even think she was drunk. That was at a party. So she wasn't, like, that drunk. Yeah, she wasn't in a relationship. She was attracted to him.
Mm-hmm.
She wanted him. That's not just, like, oh, I'm drunk. Like, here's my vagina and get in it.
Yeah.
Like, no.
Just because you're into infidelity doesn't mean that everybody else is. And I have mad love for Dawn. I have love for Ryan, everybody. But these were just very unfortunate circumstances. And I feel like Charmaine in the past has clown jaw, and this is your way of getting back.
Yeah. Now, I would say, like, I could kind of see Ryan's, you know, point of view, like, maybe not wanting to take up for her because of the whole situation with the shooting and the newspaper and things like that. Because that's very detrimental to your character. So I can understand if you want to hold that grudge, and he's a Gemini, so they hold those grudges well.
Mm-hmm.
So I kind of get that, not giving him an excuse, but, like, just personality-wise, I kind of can get it. But I don't know. Everybody else, I'm just like, wow, that's kind of crazy. Like, this is supposed to be family. You're supposed to have families back, like, no matter what. Like, and that's not to say, like, you're, you know, like, encouraging something. Like, what if they know that it actually did happen? I just feel like you support your family, you know, in the outside and behind closed doors is when you deal with family business. You know what I'm saying? So it's just the way that they handled it.
I just feel like we've seen people who are involved in this whole thing move very different this season on some real low-key clown stuff. And so it's like, I don't necessarily trust your word on it.
I don't either. And then, like, bringing in the producer, and it's like, you didn't really add anything credible to it. You just added your hearsay. You know what I mean? Like, you added nothing credible. In fact, to me, I feel like you almost disputed it because you said the last time that you saw them, they were playing pranks on people, happy, drunk, you know what I mean? Messing around with people. Like, so where, how did this turn into sex? You said the last time you saw them, they were stacking shoes on Ryan.
Yeah.
How did that turn into sex?
And you said, but I didn't see anything. I've done messy stuff before, but not this.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so, but you're doing messy stuff right now because you're basically saying, I saw them, they disappeared. It could have happened.
Okay, it's a possibility. Why is it a possibility?
It's a possibility to win the lottery doesn't mean that I won it. No. So, what's up? I just think it's mad corny. I think they've done Charmaine dirty this entire season. And it's unfortunate because has she necessarily been a celebrity concierge? No. But has she not held Nyman together when other people didn't want to hold it together? Mm-hmm. Was she not the one who tried to put everyone together when Ryan just up and left?
True.
And it's like, y'all keep punking this girl after she keeps time after time mm-hmm. after time trying to keep this family yep. together.
It's like I said, she shouldn't have went back. And also, like, I still have my feelings about that supposed brunch they had for her birthday. I don't know. I'm not that forgiving. I'm like, I don't want to celebrate my birthday with y'all. Like,
yeah.
You know what I mean? You've already shown me once who you are. And like that saying goes, when someone shows you who they are, believe them. You know mm-hmm. what I mean? And she kind of wanted to give them the benefit of the doubt because they're family. And it's like, they just shat on you again.
So Simone TV in the chat said she thinks that Van Def said it to everyone. So that's why everyone's believing it. Even he confirmed it was told to Dom by Van. So let's blame Van. I think Van's kind of corny too. Like, but just because, listen, I think a lot of women have had men, I almost didn't call them men, have men lie on their name before.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
This isn't the first time that Van's been on some bull.
And I don't know. Van is a little weird about, like, okay, let's stop talking about it. But at the same time, he's put in an awkward position because everyone keeps saying, I mean, no offense, Van, but you know what I mean? Like, mm-hmm. he's a man that's going to take, you know what I mean? Because I'm looking at it from a whole nother perspective yeah. of, like, he's getting uncomfortable because people keep playing him, like, mm-hmm. straight to his face. Like, oh, but no offense, but no offense, but.
Yeah,
like,
but that would never happen. And right. I get that.
He's going to take a hit off that.
But that's corny, like, regardless. I don't know. I just think, like, I'm not saying that Charmaine is incapable of doing some bull, but I think in this situation, I don't think it's true.
Mm-hmm.
And if it was, we'd have evidence. We'd have something. You mean to tell me you had footage of them?
And the story wouldn't change.
The house wasn't that big in Vegas, and the story wouldn't have changed, and you wouldn't have lost them throughout the night, and that's not how TV works. And with this struggling show, with these ratings this season, no disrespect, VH1, but y'all would have had evidence because that would have brought in the
mm-hmm,
views.
Mm-hmm. I mean, we know they do stuff like this, like going to Black & Crew New York, Duchess accused them of like playing a soundbite, like to make it sound like she was with Donna. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. And that's another thing of like, well, Donna saying yes, but Duchess saying no, but we don't have proof. But Duchess is like that. You know what I mean? How they yeah. like just added things. And even the whole like last season when they tried to play like Duchess was coming through and it was like, oh, it was like a play person, but they still like, you know what I mean?
They made it look like
yeah. something it wasn't.
And we've seen a lot of these people who look like they're lying on Charmaine do shady stuff for a check. Mm-hmm. Don just fired all his friends this episode for a check.
Yeah.
I don't know.
I mean, they've all played the role. This is what happens yeah. in reality TV. They've all played the role at some point where it's like, ooh, your check might be bigger this season if you do this, this, and that. You know what I mean? And Charmaine used to play the game, you know, with no problem. And I think she kind of started backing away from that. And I think producers kind of start to feel a way about her too. Cause I don't think it goes beyond it just being like NyMag and the guys. Mm-hmm. Like they out for her too. Like there was even a fan like in the comments once, like on Instagram, like that even noticed that. The saying like, you know, production seems like they have a problem with Charmaine this season.
Exactly. And the truth of the matter is it's not a show without Charmaine. Just like the show's not the same without Duchess on Black Ink New York, mm-hmm. it's not gonna be the same without Charmaine, if Charmaine's really gone. I don't think she is. I have a prediction for what I think is going to happen mm-hmm. next season. But with that being said, obviously this rumor is really, you know, kind of had everyone feeling a type of way. Meanwhile, yeah. Ryan's already feeling a type of way because he's decided he's going to close down the original NyMag, mm-hmm. which we obviously knew because mm-hmm. of social media and whatnot. But he brings in Dawn to do the dirty work. What are you thinking of all of this?
I don't know. I guess a little bit is like, I guess that's kind of how it works. If you're like, you take like a retail job and it's like the manager of the store would be the one, you know what I mean, to have to do the firing. So I don't know. I'm not like totally opposed to Ryan putting that off. It's kind of like certain instances how it would go. But at the same time, if you're you're closing the store, firing people is one thing. He can put that on Don. But if you're going to close a store, it's your store, then you should come and talk to the team and do it way better than it was done.
Yeah.
You should bring everyone together and like, this isn't going to work anymore. I'm going to have to close this like at a party, fam.
Yeah, I think what I completely understand why he wanted to close the shop, and I actually agree. Like, yeah, the shop wasn't doing anything. But I think, like, bro, you put so many years in with these people. I just felt like even if you guys aren't as cool as you used to be, they deserve a better out than that.
Yeah.
You know? And more than anything, I think what bothered, I think Don and Four have just really disappointed me this past season, because I feel like there's no, like, I don't know. It's just kind of like...
They're like, we're good, so F everybody else.
Yeah, and it bothers me because we've seen these people come to their defense, and we've seen people pull up for them when Four was going through his thing. Who was the one who was out looking for him?
Yeah,
Charmaine. You know, when Don was going through his whole marriage stuff, like, it was Charmaine, and it was Van. Like, these people were there for you. Mm-hmm. And so it's like, damn, that's how you move for a check? Like, I don't know. That's just... Yeah. That sits on me funny.
Mm-hmm.
But it was disappointing. Bella went OD. Shocker.
It's like, sweetheart, we don't have sympathy for you. Like, I don't... You're in the group of, like, you shouldn't have lost your job that way.
Mm-hmm.
But at the same time, girl, why are you... The other people have more reasons to be more upset than you do.
And I don't like the whole, but I'm a single mother, so you have to think. Because, like, listen, I grew up with my mama being a single mom. And she did what she had to do, and she didn't make excuses. And I just don't like the, like, you have to do this for me because I'm a single mom. Yeah,
like, always kind of throwing your child out there.
Like, yeah, because, like, not to be insensitive, but don't punish us because you had a child with someone who's not dependable.
Mm-hmm.
Simple as that.
Mm-hmm.
No disrespect. Don't come up here and swing on me. But,
facts, like, facts.
You know, being a single mom isn't, like, a reason for you to keep your job if you're not doing a good job.
Mm-hmm.
It's not. So that is where the season kind of has ended.
Yeah.
Van seems chill with the movement.
That's when you know someone is over something, when they can't even get upset anymore. He's like, all right, okay.
Yeah.
Next.
It was interesting to watch everyone's reactions. I really hope that Charmaine is good. I mean, Charmaine, listen, we saw Charmaine at BET Awards weekend. Couple times. She looked good. She looked happy.
Mm-hmm.
She got that pretty ass ring on her finger. Like, she's gonna be okay.
She's good.
She's good to go. Our sis is flourishing. You know what I'm saying? Like, she's talented as hell. Mm-hmm. I'm not worried about her. If anything, I think this is a blessing in disguise for
Nika
her.
Keep her paid. Not on some, like, her living off of him, but, like, he is good. Like, that's what you want in a man. Like, he motivates her. He helps her with, you know, other, like, you know, endeavors or whatever for business. So, like, she's good.
She's good to go. Van, which will bring in news and gossip. Van's on some endeavors. Like, I think everyone's going to be okay.
Yeah.
Next
season's just going to be interesting.
Next season's going to be very interesting. I'm not, if you're in the chat, let us know what you guys think is going to go down for next season, because it's kind of like anything can happen.
Yeah.
You know?
Because I think it's like Charmaine is fed up with them, clearly, but not with the show. You know what I mean? Like, I think she's over that, but I can see her. I don't know how they're going to get this all figured out, but she's going to still be involved with the show.
I'll say this, just like Kiki Boom Boom. The show's called Black Ink Crew. It's not called 9 Mag. So technically, it doesn't have to be 9 Mag that's being featured all the time.
True.
You don't, like, it's Black Ink Crew, not 9 Mag. So I'm not worried about how...
Like, how it'll work out.
Yeah. I have full faith that, like... Because, I mean, Sky on Black Ink New York. She's not really part of
The shop anymore.
The shop anymore, but we still... They can't do the show without Sky.
Mm-hmm.
You can't. I'm sorry. I'm not watching it. I'm not. You're not going to be able to really do the show without Charmaine. Yeah. I'm sorry. I'm not watching it. Like, you don't have anyone of, like, who's hella interesting. Mm-hmm. Like, if Don's on the straight and narrow now, Ford's taking everything seriously, like, you need someone who's going
to,
like...
Yeah, at any moment, I feel like Ryan's going to be out or just, like, show up every now and then just to say, you know what I mean? He's still... a part of it because it started with him. Yeah. You know what I mean? But like, because he, you know, it's not only the shop thing that he's fed up with. It's kind of like all this, the shenanigans of the show. Like, the show, to me, caused, you know what I mean? Like, all of this. They may have been partying or whatever before that. Mm-hmm. But, like, putting it on TV just kind of, like, escalated everything and put a microscope on it. Put a magnifying glass on it, actually. You know what I mean? And just kind of, like, just blew everything up. So, I think I can see him kind of backing away, like, a little bit as well. So, yeah, what are we going to have left?
Yeah, not a whole lot, but let's jump into news and gossip because there definitely was some stuff that was put out regarding this episode.
Mm-hmm. So we have Charmaine actually posted on her IG story about tonight's episode.
Mm-hmm.
And she says, addressing tonight's episode of Black Ink Shy, never in my life have I ever had any sexual contact with Van. It makes me sick to my stomach to see how low some will go for this show, for story, and to try to bring me and my character down for their own benefit so they don't have to face their own truths. Brothers are no longer brothers, and friends are no longer friends, and that will not change through the rest of my time on this show and in life, period. Relationships are ruined, so let's remember to keep that same energy when it's your turn. They set you up and you fell for it, but you will have to pay for it to season 6. Cheers, bitches. So I guess she will be back. And so we'll have to figure out what's going on. But like, what hurts my heart when she says brothers are no longer brothers, friends are no longer friends. Like, the situation definitely, you know what I mean? Yeah. Ruined friendships. Cause it's also like, it goes to your character. And like I said earlier, like, to show like, you're not really a friend if you would do those things. You know what I mean?
Facts. A check, like, I'm sorry, there's not a big enough check for me to throw my homies under the bus.
Yeah.
But if you do remember, Van did a quick post and delete, like, mm-hmm. 2 weeks ago when this first popped up. Mm-hmm. I know. I was trying to find it, too. But basically, he had a screenshot of a text conversation between him and a producer about a fake storyline.
Mm-hmm.
So, if that's it...
He posted the first episode of The Rumor, right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And what I feel like is that Van got paid to go along with the storyline. Because he technically, we don't see him on camera saying anything. We only have footage of Don saying something mm-hmm. to the producer. So I feel like Van just went along with it, which if that's the case, that's corny too, my guy.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm sorry, y'all can't convince until I see a clip or I hear some audio. I'm just not buying it.
And like we said, Van, he is acting weird about it, but I don't know. Because, like, I just don't see him. I don't know. Because I don't want to get to calling people names and things like that. Like, I don't want to call somebody else a liar. But I just feel like I just can't see him telling, like, Don that.
I don't.
When it didn't happen. So, if you know what I mean? If he told him, then, like you said, like, he kind of, like, he took the bait for, like, all right, let's do this.
Yeah. I don't necessarily foresee. I'm just saying we've seen Don do some shady stuff. Again, I don't want to call people liars. We've seen Don do some shady stuff. So it's like, therefore, unfortunately, I don't feel like this is off the table for you because of past history. So I don't believe it. I don't believe that Charmaine did it.
Yeah.
I would like to see the receipts. But until then.
Fine.
So let's hop into. Or no, you have more news, don't you? Or no?
No, that was it.
But we do. Still, let's hop into predictions.
Alrighty.
For next season.
And now, your AfterBuzz TV predictions.
Predictions are obviously interesting with, now that we're in the age of social media, we can kind of see what these people are up to. Van obviously has his own tattoo shop.
Mm-hmm.
So my prediction is, I think we're still very much going to see Charmaine and Van. We see Van's tattoo shop. Maybe get introduced to some new people, some fresh blood. I would like to maybe see Charmaine. I mean, if she's going to have to play into the show somehow, mm-hmm. I think it would be interesting to see her be Van's celebrity concierge.
Interesting.
Yeah. But I just like seeing Charmaine do her talk show stuff. Mm-hmm. So, like, that's, I mean, like, I would be cool if that's just how it was.
Yeah. Them just kind of following her around. I predict it's not really going to go over well with, like, Don at being added to the new shop as management because they already have their flow and everything going mm-hmm. and it's running pretty well. I feel like he's not going to feel like he's in the right place there. Yeah. You know what I mean? Like, he's got his acting and stuff like that going on. So I think he might eventually, like, if he doesn't get fired, then he probably will quit. Like, it's going to be either one of those. Mm-hmm. Like, Ryan might be like, oh, you know, after all, it's not a good fit. Or, you know, Don might feel that way and just quit himself. So I just don't think Don's going to last long in a new shop. Just wish him the best. He's still working on himself. I hope that Sophia the body thing isn't really a thing, because that's not a type of person that I would think would have his best interest at heart, you know what I mean?
Yeah, just because we've seen her seems
like a show hopper and you know what I mean? Yeah, like somebody was like, weren't you on Love and Hip Hop? Like,
and you also were on Black Ink,
yeah, with New York. Like,
but so, if you happy, you happy, you know what I'm saying? Do you, boo? But until next season. You guys, the Black Ink crew, Compton is next uh-huh. week. So is New York.
So is New York, yes.
So we'll let you know.
Yeah, Wednesday on the 14th, I believe.
Mm-hmm. But until next time, I'm your girl, Drew Jones. You guys can follow me on all the things at OK Drew J.
And you guys can follow me on Twitter and on Instagram at ElMarieTV.
And make sure to check out AfterBuzz on all things at AfterBuzzTV. We're on Spotify. We're on iTunes. So go get it.
Yeah.
Until next time, guys. We'll see you around.
Our founder, Kevin Undergaro, and me, Maria Menounos, would like to thank you for tuning in to AfterBuzzTV. Remember, we're not just the first, we're the biggest in the world, and we're the only destination for all your favorite TV shows. Whatever you crave, we've got it. So go to AfterBuzzTV.com and check out our lineup. Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.